Hello?
Hey, Mason?
Yeah, this is Mason.
Hey, Mason, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, what's good, John?
Hi, I was just following up with you. I tried to call you yesterday, but I ended up getting like one of your reps or something. They told me to call you back at this time.
Got you. Yeah, we definitely need help with Google Guarantee for sure.
Okay. The Google Guarantee program, what they do is Google is going to do a background screening on you as well as a third-party background screening. So it's just $250 for the application. It usually takes our guys about 2 to 3 weeks on average to get through filling out the application and the full background screening. And then once you're ready, then we'll actually we'll put you up there, but you don't have to accept the lead until you're ready. And then once you accept the first lead, then it'll charge you the 13 lead budget. Google Guarantee is going to guarantee 13 leads for $1,165. I think I texted you that quote.
Yeah.
And then I found out you were doing local with Townsquare. So we won't touch your local listing. We'll just focus on doing the Google Guarantee campaign. I'm pretty sure you'll like the return on investment that you see a lot better through that. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. I feel like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, because we pre-screen them before handing them off to you, and we hand them off to you as a live call with the customer on the line.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So and then
we don't answer.
Yeah, well, there's other people in the Google Guarantee campaign in your area, so then we'll move to the next guy, as long as they're fitting their ramifications, you know?
Yeah,
so you'll have, like, a client interview, and we'll get, like, specifically what kind of jobs you accept. And then as we're pre-screening them, if we identify it as a good fit for you, then we'll try to connect you guys at that time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, because some of our roofers, they do some things, but then they don't do others, so... You know, we want to make sure that the potential lead, and then also they get incentivized to go with the Google Guarantee guy because of that $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the job. So it's not just your own paperwork that's covering them, but they know if I go with the Google Guaranteed contractor, they're guaranteeing me that this is a trusted contractor. Nothing's going to go wrong, but if it does, even Google's going to back that up with $2,000 of insurance.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. That's always a good thing to have, and that kind of incentivizes them, especially with roof jobs, you know, to go with Google Guarantee.
Yes, so I just need, like, my insurance information, and do I need anything else?
No, actually, let me see here, let me verify, leave it to license, insurance, obviously you're registered with the state already.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just license and insurance if it's required by your state.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I can definitely look for that somewhere.
I'll actually send you the application right now. So I got to create your account and secure it. So what's your last name, Mason?
Dauber. Dauber.
All right. And then the business email address where I could send everything in writing?
info@evergreenflooringtile.com.
Okay. And I know you said Townsquare is doing your guys' local listing, and you probably want to stick with those guys. That's fine if you want to stick with that. If you do want to change, I could put you on the wait list for the next opening that we have for a local listing, and then we could always add that later. But do they still give you guys access to your Google business profile? Do you know?
Yeah, and they do our website and all that too. I think my buddy really likes them.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, as long as there's a pre-existing relationship there, just because during the Google Guarantee like background screening, they're going to ask you if you have access to it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. And then primary line that you wanted to use for the Google Guarantee campaign?
So
is
I mean,
phone number?
At the office phone, like, we're usually out and about, you know what I mean? And if, like,
yeah,
we're going to give them away if we don't answer, maybe I'll just use my personal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're also not getting charged if you don't answer, too. So, it's you know, like, you're losing it. But, yeah, you're losing opportunity, so.
Right.
Okay.
We can do my personal phone.
Okay. So, let me go back. All right. Is it the 267-259-3105?
Yeah. So, will that number be the one that pops up on Google, like on the Google
thing? Yeah,
listing?
That'll be on the Google Guarantee campaign.
And they can't just leave a message if we're not here?
I mean, we'll still leave a message. Like, you'll get a notification that you've been contacted about the lead. I mean, we're still going to try to assist them in the meantime, but if you call back, you know, before it's actually, like, come to an agreement with somebody, then...
Let's just do the office phone.
You want to use this one, the 303-674-5652?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you usually have somebody there to answer the phone? There wasn't a nice gentleman there yesterday.
Maybe. I mean, we just hired two new people. It's really just me and my partner, but we just hired two new people. We're looking to, you know, grow this thing and fire ourselves. but right now, at that point, you know, we don't really have anyone in here 24/7 or, you know, during business hours.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's, I could, I mean,
but, I mean
they have Google Voice.
We have a guy who might be here all the time.
Okay. I was going to offer you Google Voice, like tracking number. They could do that too, where I'll just have a different number up there, but it'll forward to your cell phone in real time. Like, I'll have a local number. No, it's included with the service.
Yeah, we can do that. That sounds cool.
Yeah, and then
I don't know if they'll see a 267 number. That might throw them off.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We can get you a local number, and then the tracking system also kind of sends you, like, a little alert, too. Like, when we're pre-screening a guy, if we think it's a good thing, we'll send you, like, a little notification, and then you'll actually get the call with the client.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so you get, like, a little heads up that we're about to contact you. In case you're on a roof, don't you, like, staple a finger or something? Go rolling down. All right, so I got your profile. Hours of operation for this one, you could set it, but if you set the hours of operation on your Google Guarantee campaign, it will rotate on and off based on your open to close times that we set. Do you have a preference for that?
To 5, I guess.
You want to go Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
Just Monday through Friday. Okay. Do a lot of people call on weekends, you think?
I mean, you got to think that, you know, people that actually can afford to own a home are guys like me and you, where they're working usually 9 to 5. So most of the time a roof is like, come home, tired of looking at it, weather's coming in, the problem, got the kids in there. So it's like usually it's going to be after work hours probably that me and my wife would be placing a call, you know, just hypothetically. That's why I kind of like to leave it open as much as possible, but I understand if you got other things going on too.
I mean, I'm always down to take a sales call. I don't care what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the kind of work that you do, you know, 15, 20 grand calls me, I'm going to probably drop everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Baby, just drop my son on the floor. Bam. I got to take this. Let's go. You want to go, like, how early are you open? Like, 7? 8?
Like, 6 a.m. I wake up at, like, 5.
Okay. Let's go, like, 6 to 7 or 6 to 6?
Can we just do, like, 24/7? Is that a thing?
Yeah. I could just leave it as open availability, too. So it'll be by appointment only. So it'll always have you available, and then... you know, our reps.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I mean, you're still going to get the notification before the call comes in on Google Guarantee anyway. So even if it's like 12 o'clock, I doubt it, but just saying.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
You'll get a heads up. So let's go open availability. Submit. And then you offer financing for larger jobs or no?
We want to. We really want to. We're not exactly sure how to start that process yet, though.
Okay.
But I guess we can update that when we do.
Yeah. Yeah, not a problem at all. And then let me find this. I had your Google Business page up that Town Square built. I just want to pull, make sure. Did they give you owner or give your partner ownership of that domain?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll have that attached too as a reference point. And 6 Google reviews is perfect. They usually asked us to get 5 verified, so you're already at 6 of them. It's perfect. Okay. Boom. Attach, update, Google Business. Okay, submit, hours, financing not yet available. All right, and then we'll hide this business address. 28577 Buffalo Park Road, that's still accurate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't need to be displayed for Google Guarantee, so I'll have it hidden in there.
You said you're hiding the address?
Yeah, from the Google Guarantee campaign, unless you're okay with them, like, showing up, but, I mean,
yeah,
wouldn't really be able to...
the address.
Okay. Turn by turn. You guys have a brick-and-mortar location?
A brick-and-mortar location?
Yeah, like a location where they could show... Here, oh, actually, I can see outside right here on Google Maps. That's a yes. All right, I got
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Evergreen Flooring and Tile Company. Okay. Gotcha. Submit. Okay, good. Is all perfect. It's like you guys are made for this already with the 5 reviews already up there, local listing verified. It'd be an easy transition. It's going to be really easy to pass your background screening as long as you don't have any kind of like felony or anything. I'm pretty sure they'll just push it through.
Nice.
Okay. Let me update. All right. And then I'm going to send you the application when I have you on the line. I do have to process. There's a one-time application fee. It's $250. How did you want to secure that?
Let me double check and see if I can get the company card.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
No worries. Okay.
I got no answer from my buddy, but can I just do it on the application in, like, a little bit?
Well, they tell me in order to send the application that I have to process that. So, like, it processes it, and it sends to you automatically with the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing. Mm-hmm. It's like an automation.
What can I do here?
I mean, we do always send the invoice receipts and outline of the agreement in writing. So if you're putting it on a business card just so that you guys can use it as a write-off for business expenses later, we still send that. So it's like,
yeah,
you'll
we
still
are.
Be able to.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
I just
yeah, you'll still be able to.
Right now.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was saying, like, if you use a different payment method, like a personal one, we still send the invoices over so you can write it off as a business expense.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. Is it under your name? Or
yeah.
Okay. So it's Mason Dauber. Is there any middle initial?
M.
M. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the business street address? It'd probably be different,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's a personal.
Yeah.
Philly. Okay. My best friend's from... He says he's from Philly, but he's actually not from Philly. He's like from a small town outside. Yeah. We were just arguing this morning. He was setting this thing like, oh, Philadelphia has the craziest sports fans. And I was like, I don't know. And I'm like, either Philly or L.A. We were kind of going back and forth on it. I'm like, if L.A. didn't have 2 teams for every sport, and they'd have some pretty crazy fans probably. But all right, what's the billing address for this one?
One sec. Give me 1 minute.
Okay. Oh, man. These guys are funny.
Hey, John, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I was laughing.
I should be like a minute or two more.
No worries. Take your time. I'm in no rush.
All right, thanks, man. Hello?
Yep, I'm still here.
Thanks for waiting. So we're going to use the business card.
Okay, let me switch this back. So we'll keep the Buffalo Park address?
Yes. I actually think it's a different address for the business card.
Okay, we use VeriSign? Oh, you do have it? Okay, I was going to say, if you're not sure, we do use VeriSign, so it'll decline it, but it'll tell me definitively if it is the address that's the problem.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want me to switch it, or do you want to try it with the Buffalo Park address?
I think we should definitely switch it. I'm pretty sure it's something different.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
All right. Do you need the address right now or the card number?
The address.
All right. P.O. Box 204.
Okay.
And it is Bailey, Colorado.
Okay.
Let me look for the zip.
Okay.
Zip is
80421.
Yep.
Perks of Google. All right, and then I'm ready for the card number.
It is 4960.
4960.
1100.
1100.
1203.
1203.
5942.
5942. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
0626.
06 and 26, and 3-digit code on the back.
851.
851, okay. And there's a security question affiliated with your account in case you want to make changes or you want to verify the identity of one of my representatives when they're contacting you. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do city I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born, Mason?
Philadelphia.
Philly. That's right. Okay. You sound way too nice for a Philly guy. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Philly has some scumbags.
Yeah, well, not Mike. One of my buddies, Michael Sparks, he's, I wouldn't say he's the brightest between the ears. But he's just a good time. Yeah, and he's always just in good spirits. But he moved out to Southern California, so I think that's part of it. He turned into like a total surf head, beach nut.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he grew up out there, and then he moved to SoCal, and just now everything he posts, he's in the water. All right, so I'm going to process this application. When it goes through, you're going to get a text with the application itself.
Okay.
All right, let me know when you receive that. Actually, I have to adjust it. They usually charge $300, but I remember when I quoted you, I saw that you're veteran-owned, so I dropped it by $50. So it's I'm just switching this up. I appreciate your service, by the way. My brother's a vet. He's with Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's my buddy Juan. He was in the Marines.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My brother was first infantry. I think he was like 26, like Tomahawk. So they had him like right in the thick of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy's brother was in, I think, sort of like the same thing, and he's like all messed up now.
Yeah, that's what happened with my brother. He's got a lot of PTSD. He was medically discharged because they ran over a bomb, and then, but he, like, three guys in his unit died, and then, like, there's another three of them that are, or four of them that are amputees, and, but my brother was in the vehicle, and he was fine, but they still discharged him just because the whole ordeal.
Yeah, and so
they had him on, like, Paxil and all these crazy medications for a while, and then he went the natural route, like, 2 years ago, and he's been doing a lot happier. He actually used to live out in Telluride.
Where?
Telluride, Colorado.
I don't really know. Is that, like, near Denver?
No, no. It's very far. Far from Denver. It's about as far as you can get away from Denver, but still be... Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I don't really know nothing yet.
Definitely a place to go see, though. I've been over there a couple times. It's like a small mountain town. It's beautiful, though.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, he tries to stay away from
the city.
Yeah,
we're in the mountains ourselves in Evergreen.
Yeah, it looks so beautiful in all the images that I saw. It looks a lot like Telluride. So this one actually declined your payment because of the address. So I'm going to try the other one.
Yeah, that did it really? What the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it said ABS mismatch, so the bill, it says the billing address does not match the card on file. So.
Okay, let me know if the other one works.
Yeah, I'll try to swap it out right now. Let me change this. Evergreen. Okay, so it looks like this one's actually going through, but hasn't given me the notification yet. Usually it takes a little longer to process it. Okay, there we go. It cleared. All right, so let me know when this app comes through.
Email or text?
It'll come through both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an automation, so once I register you for Google Guarantee and process the application fee, it'll just send it to you.
Got it.
Got it?
Yeah.
Alright, that's it.
I need help with that flight stuff. Does it take forever? I don't know. Can you use the desktop? True, capital T, 12, exclamation. Yeah. All right, I got logged in. I don't think I have a username and password, though.
Oh, that was the subscription terms that you signed there. So that's just the outline of the agreement. They resent that over to you. They will send you a separate email, actually tomorrow, at the end of your client interview. I was going to ask you, what's a good time we could do the client interview for your Google Guarantee campaign? That's where we interview on the business. So we go over, like, all the services you provide, service area that you cover. That way we can make sure the leads that come in are qualified.
Tomorrow could work.
Hmm. All right, I mean, if
11? Is that 11? Possible?
Yeah. I was just going to say, I mean, sometimes they let us, like, push it out, too, if you need time to process the application. Like, if you think it's going to take a couple days. Then you could always do it like, I could push it to like Monday and give you all the way through like the weekend to complete the application if you need that long. Or push it to Friday.
I'm going to be away this weekend. I think I get back Monday late. Maybe Tuesday?
Okay. Let me see. That's kind of far away. What about Friday? I think Friday would be good. And I mean, if it's not done, we could still do the interview. It helps sometimes to already have everything. And that way, if you're having issues or missing something, you can address it during the interview as well.
Right. I leave on Friday.
Gotcha. Okay. How about
tomorrow? Can't work.
Yeah, I could do tomorrow. I could do 10 to 11. That's just their preferences, but at the end of the day, customer's always right. So, and then if you need it, you could just call back in.
Okay, and that's 11 Mountain Time?
That yes, that's going to be a Mountain Time. So that's 10 to 11 here in SoCal.
Okay. All right.
You got a big trip this weekend?
Yeah, going to head to Arkansas to visit my buddy.
Nice. What's out there? The only person I ever met from Arkansas was Hunter Henry.
Tight end?
Yeah, the football player.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, he used to play for the Chargers out here, and we're in Newport Beach, which is like right next to Costa Mesa, so I met him just out and about.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's a beast this year.
Yeah, the
He's
Patriots.
He's like the second best tight end or something to fantasy.
Yeah, the Patriots or something else. I actually made the mistake of getting Evan Engram from the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he's not doing anything. So, oh my God, okay. Unless you have Kelsey, really, or Kittle, then, you know, the tight ends are kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews, maybe. Yeah. All right, so I got you locked in for Google Guarantee client interview tomorrow. It's going to be at 11. We'll shoot you a text message like 1 hour before the interview. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, just let us know when you get that message, and then we could always like reschedule it for you. But I'd rather get it done sooner than later. You know, if we can get the application filled out and client interview done before you go on your trip, you know, we'd be in a lot better position to start next week.
Yeah, I'm definitely down.
Okay.
I didn't get the application yet, though. Let me check my mailbox.
Oh, what the heck? Oh, so when you told me you got it, terms and conditions, the subscription terms. Here, let me manually force it. Should have sent through already.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm not seeing it in your text messages, so it should definitely be in here. Let me go, GG, LSA, application form. Here you go. I know you definitely have it now. I manually forced it through.
Cool.
So if you click on that, that's...
Yeah,
it's pretty easy. There will be Google and a third party doing the background screening. If you feel uncomfortable, like you're asking like two personal questions, you could always call me directly. I'll be the account lead, but there is going to be an actual Google rep that you're going to get introduced to during this interview that'll be overseeing the account. So.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Hopefully everything goes according to plan. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, I'm right here in your back pocket, but enjoy Arkansas, and then I'll probably talk to you on Monday.
All right, thanks, Sean. Appreciate you.
No worries, bud. You have a great day and weekend.
Bye.